But two young musicians first, celebrating the 111th birthday of Aram Khachaturian, Anne Bakhtikyan and Roland Roberts. Here they are.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. Sounded like a rather jolly bacchanal. That was the adagio, a very famous adagio from Spartacus by Cacciaturian, and the bacchanal as well from the ballet Spartacus, of course, the gladiator who rose in revolt against the Romans. Very nearly did it. Unfortunately, General Crassus got to him. Annie Batikian and Roland Roberts. Very nice to have you. And Annie, of course, the connection is Armenia, isn't it?
Sorry?
The connection is Armenia.
Yes, the connection is Armenia. I was born in Armenia and I started my musical studies in Armenia. I started playing the violin when I was 8 and it was still under the Soviet Union.
Mm.
And it was free to study music, so most of the children were actually learning some sort of instrument. Mm. And when my turn came to choose an instrument, I chose a violin. At that time, my grandmother was working in a music school and I was visiting her very often. And I saw children carrying violin cases, and I thought that was really wonderful. I fell in love with a case first. And then I started playing it at the age of 12. I already knew that this is what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Good. Well, you've got a very nice violin, but unfortunately, I see you've just managed to get your hands on it, but it's about to be sold.
It is, unfortunately. It's been on loan from Tim Ingalls, and he was very kind to give it to me to play.
Good. Well, you, I mean, it's nice to break it in because it's been lying in a bank vault, I gather, for about 30 years.
It was for 70 years, actually.
Wow, 70 years.
Yes, but very quickly it started sounding a lot better, opening up after a few days of playing it and practicing
very
it.
Very nice, too. Well, I mean, you might fight over it because actually, Roland, you're a violinist as well as a pianist, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
Was that the first thing? Was violin the first thing for you?
Piano was first. My father taught himself to play the piano. And I used to sit on his pedals.
Well, there you are. You see, inspiration comes in all shapes and sizes. And I know you do film arranging and a lot of composing in that sort of area as well.
Yeah, I've got a few strings to my bow, so to speak.
Yes, oh, I've heard that one before. But the strings we've got here are pretty smart, aren't they, I think? Annie, what is it, a Strad?
It's a Stradivarius, and it's called the Marconi Stradivarius.
As in the famous Marconi.
The famous Marconi, who invented the radio, but the violin belonged to his elder brother, who was Alfonso Marconi, and he had other Strads in his collection and other Italian wonderful instruments, so this was one of them. And they both played together because the radio Marconi could
I think we should
play
have
the
it.
Piano.
I think we should have it then. He invented radio. His brother invented radio. We can pretend he's here in spirit at the piano. Yeah, just leave it behind.
Yes, maybe good idea. Yeah.
How much do you want for it?
I'm not sure. I think it will cost a lot of money.
I think I'm just looking at the estimate. Right, so it's going up for sale under the hammer, though not literally, I trust, October the 28th. It's Ingalls and Haydays at Sotheby's, estimated 140,000 to 180,000. I think with a Marconi label it might go for more.
Yes,
I think it should live here, but anyway, we can have a little pipe dream. What are you going to play for us next?
I'm going to play Chopin's Nocturne in C sharp minor. It was arranged by Milstein.
That's all right. The great Nathan Milstein. So I was going to say Roland might get cross then, because this is really the pianist's preserve, isn't it?
Mm.
But it works very well on the violin. It's sad and very nostalgic and works beautifully.
Okay. Well, if it's good enough for Nathan Milstein and for you, then we're very happy. Thank you very much indeed, Annie Batikian and Roland Roberts, playing Chopin arranged by Milstein on this rediscovered Stradivarius that belonged to the great Marconi's brother. It's been slumbering in a vault for 70 years, and Annie's going to make it wake up just in time to have to part with it.
Thank you.
translates very nicely. Thank you very much indeed. The Nocturne in C-sharp minor by Chopin was arranged by Nathan Milstein and played by Annie Batikian and Roland Roberts. As you said, on the Stradivarius, which you will not have heard before, the Alfonso Marconi, because it's been hidden away for 70 years. I gather it was in a bag, a plastic bag. I have smelled this violin and there is a whiff of mothball.
Yes, it doesn't smell very good, but at least you can recognize that it's the violin when you smell it.
Do they keep it in a bag? Why do they put mothballs around it?
They probably thought that would keep it safe.
Well, I suppose so. Moths don't eat violins, do they?
Maybe they thought it would stop the worms.
Oh, well, yes, of course, there's a danger of all these sort of things. Anyway, I'm always amazed these wonderful instruments survive as long as they have. Any chance you've been able to get it or not when it comes up for sale?
I'm hoping maybe
she's looking at Roland now.
Hopefully there'll be some sponsors who will be willing to buy it for me. That would be wonderful.
Yeah, I mean, it's much better, isn't it? I think, well, that these instruments are played, isn't it?
Mm. Yes, it's a lot better than the instrument leaves. Otherwise, it would die.
How long will it take you? I mean, you've woken it up. It sounds lovely, but have you noticed a change in it playing it for a few days?
It does change a lot after you've played on it, and there are different techniques to make it wake up quicker. You have to play fourth, seventh, that make the violin vibrate a little bit more.
You write a little handbook, I think, for how to awaken a Stradivarius from slumber. It's a wonderful fairy story, isn't it? Well, at one stage you're contemplating giving us a piece by you, Roland, at the end, but you decided to leave that for the concert on Saturday. Is it going to be a showstopper then, your arrangement of the Armenian national anthem?
Well, it's slightly unfair piece. It's kind of a sort of Paganini style piece of music, so I didn't want to put any on the spot in the end.
All right, well, you can practice after you've had all the awakening process with violin. It'll be all ready for the weekend. So it's more Khachaturian.
There'll be more Khachaturian. I'm going to play the Dance Opus 1, which was his actually first piece, which he composed. He didn't start composing until he was about 22, which is very unusual for a composer. And this was his first piece, and it's already very mature, and you can see the folk music, how it's influenced him, and he's using different sounds that folk music instruments have, for example, the kamancha.
Yeah. Wonderful.
Very interesting. I'll be playing this in my concert, which will be on 6th of September in St. John's Smith Square.
Don't worry, I'm going to remind everybody.
Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed to bring the folk music of your country to life via Aram Khachaturian. Thank you, Annie and Roland, playing live for us in the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed, Annie Batikian and Roland Roberts playing at Kachaturian, and Annie's performance an evening of virtuoso favourites with Benjamin Frith, the pianist at St John's Square on London on Saturday at 7:30. And Annie and Roland's CD, My Favourite Encores, is out now on the Owley label. You're listening to In Tune.